Good morning, church. Let us rise up. Open your lips and commit this moment to his hand. Commit this moment to God's hand. Let his name be glorified. His way, not our way. His way, not our way. His cause, not our cause. Glorify your name. Glorify your name. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Let the people of God say amen. Thank you. Viewers all over the world, this is the moment. His name must be glorified. We have nothing but his name. Hallelujah. You may be seated. We have the message today, our faith will not fail. But I want to leave this message for tomorrow because the weather is, and I thought by now, by this time, I will have come for second round, second touch. This was from a man's plan. We plan, we come back for second touch. But we have just started the first touch. And we have many people out there. The evangelists, the workers, they never expect what they have been seeing this morning. They thought they would just moving around under 2 to 3 minutes, getting people arranged. But they have been on it for the past 3 days. And yet, I have to stop them so that I can do what the Lord has given us this moment. They are still on it. So tomorrow, for your notice, there is nothing to screening, because the healing process today demand for screening because of the nature of sickness. Tomorrow we are not expecting that kind of sickness, that kind of conk one. You know what it means? We cannot allow someone with sore to enter, because of odor. I will want to go out to attend to them instead of allow them to come in. So these are the arrangements they were trying to stop people with the sore, cancer, and many other. So I think today we are going to attend to these people. So tomorrow there will be no anything like sore or wound, so that people can just come straight to the church. That will enable me to come out by 8 a.m. as early as 8 in the morning. I pray you walk towards it, because anyone can clap when the miracle happens, but not anyone can clap before the miracle. Are you with me? Tell your neighbor, anyone can clap. Anyone can jubilate before the miracle, but not anyone can clap or jubilate after the miracle. So you say miracle, you anyone can clap after the miracle, but before the miracle, it's not anyone can do that. It takes faith. When you see someone on the seabed and a man of God is about to pray for the person, it will take faith for you to clap, to jubilate without prayer. Because you must have seen that this man will be healed. But it takes faith. So when I said this, you clap your hand, you say, Papa, we pray you walk towards it tomorrow. So you will be here before 8 o'clock so that we can start as early as possible. So see you tomorrow before 8 o'clock. And like I have said, people that have this conch disease like cancer and all of that, we ask grace from God to attend to them today so that there will be no need for them to come here tomorrow, so that the issue of screening, attending, that will not be there tomorrow. We go straight to the issue, coming out, attend to you. Okay, thank you. Hallelujah. Okay, like I have said, the theme of this revival is your faith will not fail. That is the theme. And it's not just a title, but it is what will happen coming year. What will be happening coming year? It's a prophetic word. Your faith will not fail. May next year, your faith will not fail. That is just the title, like we say, a year of crossover. This one is your faith will not fail. So, like I have said, we have enough time to talk about it tomorrow, but I can just give you some brief. In that book of Luke 22, where you take your reading from verse 1, and you have time to go straight to the theme. Yes. When Jesus said to the disciple, I pray your faith will not fail. Well, that means it may not finally or totally. Faith may fail, but not totally, not finally. Because faith is the root. It is our root. It is our seed remaining in us. So that is why you can repent, you can come to repentance all the time. If that faith has failed, finally, you will not come for repentance when you miss the mark. Jesus knows you will repent. He knows you will repent. If once you are born again, he knows you repent when you miss the mark. So your faith cannot totally, finally, how do we know born again? One of the steps and one of the points, one of the way, important way we know a born again. We know a born again when he meets the mark, he comes to repentance. We know a born again when he or she meets the mark, he comes to what? He comes to repentance. That is how we know this man, this woman is a born again. Our faith may fail, but not utterly. Our faith may fail, not fall off. T- Tell your neighbor, your faith may fail. Not utterly. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Your faith may fail, not utterly. Your faith may fail, not fall off. So when Jesus said to his disciple, I pray your faith will not fail. I pray your faith will not fail. Yes, their faith may fail, but not finally or totally. Because that faith is our root. It means you don't have any root again. It's when the faith fails, you get lost. And in the moment you get lost, you begin to look for row. You find the row again. It is our root, our seed. It remains in us. That is why you can come to repentance each time you miss the mark. So we'll take it tomorrow. So I want to leave you like I have said, all my heart is there. But some people, they need to go back home. If you don't attend to them now, after finish and it's too late, you see everyone hanging. Okay, I want them to go home and celebrate. So I'm giving you the point we are going to talk about now. The word faith. Our faith will not fail. Yes. Our faith may fail, but not utterly. Our faith may fail, not fall off. So if your faith totally fails, how will you come to repentance again? But you keep repenting back to the trap. Repent back to the trap. That show, not totally, not utterly, not finally. Once you are born again, your faith, once you are born again, a true born again, their faith will never finally or totally fail. But the fail may fail, but not totally, not finally. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So thank you. I want to move and attend to people. And I will first of all go to those who have saw. It has been so long I'm seeing such a thing. Okay, they are there. I'm going to attend to them. After that, we come back to this session. When church is not comfortable for you and you feel it's too warm, you can just position yourself where you can see clear. Okay. So before then, let us rise up. My neighboring country, Ghana, you know, my heart go for them. I want us to bow down our head. Ghana as a nation, Ghanaian as people, let the will of God be done. This country has been very, very peaceful. We want that peace to remain in the country. Let the will of God be done. Prayer. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. They are at the moment of decision. Let that decision be God's decision. And God guide them and protect this nation. In Jesus Christ's name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. Many of us are still going far. We are not living nearby. You need to get back home and have your time rest and come back for your testimony tomorrow. You know, this revival continue tomorrow, and everything big start little. I want to believe what you see today is little, so compared to what you will be seeing tomorrow. So you just get home and have rest, relax, and give thanks to God for what God has done in your life today. So to that, I will not be able to take you one-on-one. I want to offer prophetic word to destroy every root of Satan in your life. Are you ready with me? So because I will not be able to move around touching you, but the word of God go west pole, east pole, north pole, south pole. Anywhere, where can you hide from his presence? Where can you go from his presence? So that is the word of God for you. What I'm about to say is not mine, it's the word of God. I'm given the word to speak to you to destroy every root of Satan in your life. So are you ready? We are at home. So you are with us, we are with you. Are you ready there? Hallelujah. Right now, prepare your heart. Your heart is the prayer room. Is the prayer room. Your heart is needed. Your heart is needed. Hear the voice of God in your heart. Hear the voice of God in your heart. Listen, believe. You are about to be set free. This is the voice of God that is moving, that is going from heart to heart. Have you heard that? Have you heard that in your heart? Hear the voice of God. Listen, you are about to be set free. You are about to be restored. You are about to be healed. You are about to be blessed in Jesus Christ's name. Yes, let's start. I realize under the canopy there are still some many that are sitting on the wheel, and then many are on the mat due to the pain. Many are still having some sicknesses and disease outside the canopy there, even at home. I think with this now, this word of God will reach them. I say will reach them. There is no distance. I say there's no distance. Are you ready? Yes. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Let's cage this demon. Let's cage the demon first. We cage the demon. After caging the demon, we begin to restore area in our life that demon have been tampered with. Open your lips and begin to cage the demon. You demon. You demon. Leave my people. Lead my people. Lead my people. In the name of Jesus. Every tongue shall confess. Every knee shall be confessed. Right now, lead my people. Lead my people. Lead my people. In the name of Jesus Christ. You are the spirit of hardship. You are the spirit of sickness. You are the spirit of infirmity. You are the spirit of infirmity. Yes, right now, leave my people. You demon. Leave my people. Leave my people. Leave my people. I have sent signal to anywhere in the world. Everyone that is under the influence of this voice, under the influence of my voice, right now, this is signal. Whether you hear or you don't, So far you are under the influence of this telecast. Right now, once again, you demon, leave my people. I command you in the name of Jesus. I command you in the name of Jesus. Spirit of killing, stealing, destruction. I say, leave my people.
Tu demonio, deja mi pueblo.
Anywhere you are and you are possessed, anywhere you are and you are with familiar spirit, whether you are here or where, all over the world, wherever you are, east, south, west, I say, leave my people in the name of Jesus. I want to believe that you cannot hear me well. You demon, those of you that possess this evil spirit, familiar spirit, leave my people. Viewer all over the world, are you with familiar spirit? Are you with that spirit of killing, stealing, destruction? I say, leave my people in the name of Jesus. They can't hear me clear because I have not seen the reaction. I have not seen anything yet. Yes, they are bush, dry bush, and I'm sending fire to the bush. You can imagine if fire is inside, it's in the bush caught fire. So right now I'm sending warning once again. This is the last warning before we begin to restore whatever the mountain have destroyed. Before we talk to your head, before we talk to your business, before we talk to your career, before we talk to your marriage, before we talk to your finances, let's put warning. Let's warn them. You demon! You demon! In the name of Jesus! Leave my people. I command them in the name of Jesus. Now you will not say you are not hearing me. Now I want to be personal now. I'm talking to you. Whatever spirit that is tormenting you, whatever spirit that is tormenting you, whatever spirit that is disturbing you, whatever spirit that is giving you nightmare, whatever spirit that giving you nightmare, whatever spirit that disturb your career, whatever spirit that disturb your finances, whatever spirit that destroy your marriage, whatever destroy your career, I command you right now. Open your lips, begin to command them out. In the name of Jesus. Go! 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 Leave! 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 cease. You familiar spirit, you are in a wrong place. You are in a wrong body. Begin to cast them out, 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 cast them out. Jesus, whatever pain in your body, are you unable to walk? Begin to walk. Are you unable to walk? Begin to walk. Pain in your blood. Go. Pain in your blood. Go. Pain in your blood. Go. Pain in your blood. Go! Pay your flesh! Go! Pay your flu! Go! 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 Prayer! Those of you under the canopy that are sitting on the wheelchair, that is not for you. You are not belong to that place. Right now, we command that pain in your blood, pain in your bone, pain in your bone, in your blood, pain in your system, in your organ, in your faculty. Go! In the name of Jesus. Go! In the name of Jesus. At command of Jesus. Go! At command of Jesus. Go! You pain. Go! You infirmity. Go! You deceive. Go! Say go! 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 Come on there, come on there, come on there.
Thank you.
mighty name of Jesus Christ. Right now, begin to receive rest. Rest in every challenge in your life. Every situation in your life. I say receive rest. Jesus promised you rest. 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 In your life. Rest. In your finances. Rest. Say rest. I command rest. I command rest. I command rest. I say rest. Rest. Say your challenges right now and receive rest in place of your challenges. Rest, rest, rest. God promise you rest. Come to me, all who labor. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want to pray with you. I want to pray for you. I command every complaint in your life to go. Complain about your business. Cease. About your health. I say cease. About your career, cease. I say your nightmare, cease. I say cease. I say cease. I command them to cease. I command them to cease. I command them to cease. I say cease. I say cease. I say cease. I say cease. Say cease. Right now, begin to confess your freedom now. Confess your freedom. Confess your freedom. Confess your freedom. Freedom, freedom. Freedom, 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 freedom.
La liberté, la liberté. Continuez de confesser votre liberté.
Jesus Christ's name, I want to leave you with a word. When you leave here, you are going with a word now, and that word will testify about my anointing. I leave you with freedom. I leave you with freedom. I say freedom. Freedom in your head. Freedom in your career. Freedom in your marriage. Freedom in your business. Hallelujah. When I say freedom, I mean breakthrough. 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 I mean breakthrough that will overwhelm you.
Watch the screen of your television right now. That is the
breakthrough that will overwhelm you. I say breakthrough. 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 Let me hear from you. Confess that breakthrough. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Yes, we have seen as the revelation comes where we need to improve tomorrow. Yes, today is just the beginning. We have seen where we need to improve. Yes, we need enough time to do that. And I want to give you grace right now so that you can go back home. So tomorrow, you go home and rest and prepare for tomorrow, where we need to improve, the area we need to improve. I say, I leave you with a word, freedom. That freedom is not like the one you have been receiving. It's a kind of freedom that will overwhelm you to forget your past. It will overwhelm you to forget your past. Take this and hold it. Whether you come back tomorrow or not, you are connected. Viewers at home, let me speak to you. I don't know where you are, but Jesus knows. I said to you, I'm leaving you with a word, freedom. Breakthrough. Breakthrough that will overwhelm you and you will forget your past. Breakthrough in your career, breakthrough in your career, in your finances, in your business, in your family, in your marriage, in your health. Breakthrough. Confess that breakthrough. You are connected. Breakthrough. You testify of this. After this meeting, you will testify of it after this meeting. Breakthrough. 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 In Jesus Christ's name we pray. I want to give you enough time so that you go back home. You have enough time to rest, prepare for tomorrow. And I'm not going to wait for anyone tomorrow. I'm ready to talk to empty seats. By 8, whether it's 2 or 3 people around, I will come out and begin to talk. I will just come out. I will not mind whether seat is empty. I know you will meet me. But I will start 8 o'clock tomorrow, because this program, it has a budget given to me to accompany it. We call it freedom for my people. And we have not done anything at all. That freedom must reach you. So that on Sunday you can come here and give testimony. Sunday is designed for testimony. Today and tomorrow is to fight the battle. On Sunday you can come by revelation. I'm free. Yes, let my people go. That is it. You are my people. Let my people go. You affliction, let my people go. You hardship, let my people go. Limitation in progress, let my people go. That's all. Hallelujah. Give thanks to God, give thanks to Him. So, for those of us that will not be able to be here tomorrow, let me lead you to Christ. If you are just coming for the first time or you are experiencing, this kind of service, where you see the mode of working, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and you realize that there is need for you to rededicate yourself. Because before now, many of you thought you are a Christian, not knowing you are a religious. A religious person is someone who has a limited knowledge of Scripture. Hallelujah. So anywhere you are, just stand there. And then let us lead them to proper salvation. Open your lips right now. Say to yourself, my heart is the temple of Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. My heart is the prayer room. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Save my soul. Speak to me speak to me about internal life. I want to know better. I want to see you better. I want to understand you better. I want to understand you better. Savior, you are my redeemer. You die for me. I will remain a Christian, a follower to eternity. In Jesus Christ's name, I can hear your voice. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Worship Him, worship Him, worship Him, worship Him, worship Him, worship Him, worship Him. Worship Him, worship Him, worship Him, worship Him. You are given a new direction, a new look, a new focus, a new way. Worship Him. Now you can understand Jesus better. You understand Him better. You know Him better. You confess Him better. He's my Savior, my healer. I'm here. He's my Redeemer. I'm redeemed. He's my healer. I'm here. He's my deliverer. Confess Him, confess Him. You stand for Him and you will continue to stand for Him. Lord Jesus, I'm here, you are my healer. I'm redeemed, you are my redeemer. You are my redeemer. You are my redeemer. Give thanks to Him, give thanks to Him. At the table. Hallelujah. So you listen to some instruction from our coordinators, what we needed to do for tomorrow, for preparation. And I know many of you will want to receive faith bracelets.